Describe for me what you think would be the perfect day hunting.
Well, I had it. My book has a Walk in the Woods chapter in there where I hunted one deer for 5 hours. Never fired a shot at it. For 5 hours, I was chasing around about the size of a football field in the snow. Not much snow, maybe 6 inches or so. And it didn't want to leave the area. I don't know why. It might have been does or something. It was in a rut season. And because I didn't make any moves on it, it seemed to let me get closer and closer. And I got to thinking after 3 or 4 hours, geez, this thing, I think the thing likes me. And I never could get the right shot, so I kept after it. And sometimes I'd look at the rear end, sometimes the front end. It was just a fragile mule deer. It only had, looked like it had 3 points on one side and one on the other, or two on the other. And it would go down off of the flat, you know, down a ways. And one time I went down, I'd go follow it around, then come back up again, look back at me. So one time I just threw some snowballs down where I was supposed to be to see how it reacted. And it looked back like I had been there, you know. It was staying ahead of me, and it was just snowballs making noise down there. So I thought, well, I got a half an hour to make another round, and I got to ambush that thing. I thought, well, maybe I don't even want to kill it because I've already had my fun. I had 5 hours of fun. 5 hours of walk in the wood. Why do I want to shoot it? Well, I got to thinking, gee whiz, I can't go back to camp and tell them I could have shot a deer.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be silly. So I figured out how I could shoot it. And so I thought, well, when that thing comes up, if I'm standing up here on this little knoll, I'll have to shoot through the brush, but then it'd be the deer if he's that close to the brush, you know. Wouldn't matter. So the next round, I had a half hour to figure out if I really wanted to shoot the deer. And so when it went down again, I stayed up above and threw snowballs down there. I could see it walking down there, coming around. When it came up, I was only probably shooting here in the wall. All I could see was a red spot on the snowbank. I knew I'd shot an arrow right through it. I got it. And that was probably the most soul-searching hunt I'd ever been on. To think that, you know, I had to think about, well, maybe the deer likes me, maybe I shouldn't shoot it. I mean, that's crazy.
Is it?
That's what we call a walk in the woods.
That's a walk in the woods.
I mean, it's just, it was a nice, it did have 3 points on one side and two on the other.
Mm-hmm.
They were fragile, but it was a nice heavy deer. And I could have gone down to camp and got the guys back. I wasn't that far, but I wanted to stay with the deer by myself and just think about it. I'd drag it over logs and things down, finally got it down to camp. And that's what I call a walk in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, I know, but that's the way it was in those days, in the 50s. See, that was about 1953, I guess, something like that.
Mm-hmm.